Hello, friends. How you doing? We were still in the middle of a meeting, and I'm like, hey, sorry, guys. I got to go. Got another meeting. Thank you for the mandatory claps. Those of you that clapped will not be kicked. We got more claps coming in. Well done. All right. Still got people joining. I'm going to wait a moment here before we get going. We're at 777 now. Boeing retiring a lot of those. UPS retired their MD-11 fleets. Yes, I did announce my successor, and then he immediately revealed his financial planning, and we walked it right back. So that's a joke, by the way, to the three people that thought that was real. Asher, is it better to have more weight as a sumo wrestler? Yeah, up until a point, but yeah, you wanna be a rotund dude for sure. I was talking about this on the Merkelchen show last night. What would be a better way to run this? Have an election for a new leader or just randomly pick someone? And pretty much everyone agreed that randomly picking someone would be better than an election. So, and I agree with that. I think that is actually correct. I'm not. We were just hypothetically spitballing. There are some people who really dislike hypotheticals. I do not. It helps me think about all kinds of scenarios. I am a hypothetical kind of person. Yeah, we roll and it picks me. I'm like, oh no. Every week we actually re-roll and every week I get picked. Truly amazing. All right, 8:39 in the Fireside channel. By the way, when I started, we would have a hard time getting over 400. So impressive growth in Fireside attendance, impressive growth in membership. We take in more taxes now than we have before. We have more active members than we have before, get more fights than we have before, a lot of stuff going on. So it's just nice to see. I was just thinking about that. War updates. So it's a good question. The CSM summit kind of slowed down our pace. I expected to pick back up coming basically next weekend. We'll be doing Discord. Don't worry, Dictator. We'll get there. We are fighting against Fraternity. We destroyed a Keepstar a few weeks ago. We've destroyed some structures since then, but we will be going into more fights coming probably next weekend. I expect a lot of engagement coming up maybe in the next 3 weeks or so. All right, I have a note here that says Incursion SIG has spawns. And they are now testing paladins. That can never go wrong. So Incursion SIG doing spawns with paladins. If you're interested in joining Incursions, making money with people, you can join. Only lost two, apparently. Yeah, paladins are really cool, no doubt about it. All right. Some people speaking up and saying paladins are going well. Golem is the better marauder. It depends on what you're doing. Paladin's great, though. Igar says, Asher, you're probably the most successful leader of goons ever. Admirable. Hope you lead us for a long time. Your money is in the mail, Igar. Thank you so much, paid actor. Lorraine, if you said that, I would let you speak more often. Prime is still recruiting and providing EU time zone PvP activities. There you go. All right, so talked about our stance right now, it has been a relatively, there's been a lot of activity this week, but there has been nothing that was particularly super impactful as far as making news, other than we destroyed that fort in the drones that was being anchored for the Initiative Corp. I made a post on Reddit that went, over the top and was the number one post for a couple days. And it seems like pretty much everyone who tried to handle that in bad faith ended up being shut down. So we've been doing a lot, but if you're not super connected and haven't been involved in SIGs and squads, then you probably have not seen as much stuff. So if you're waiting to hear about like dramatic events, probably next week or two is when we'll start hearing about some big everyone get here for this kind of timer stuff happening. Chinese New Year coming up in 2 weeks. I expect something to happen around then. I don't know exactly what, but usually frat goes for some kind of set piece or something around then. Chinese New Year is like over a week long basically holiday where they're all off the entire time. And so like the entire country basically has free time. So you can expect stuff to happen. It happens almost every year during Chinese New Year. Chances of EU time zone tiger claws at some point. Sapphire, we will be running them EU time zone. I know we mostly, we've done it in US time zone. By the way, that is the thirstiest doctrine I've ever seen. Everyone wants that ass when we run tiger claws. Like every time we form them, someone has formed dreads. They haven't always dropped yet, but they have, people want to kill that doctrine. So, if we're running tiger claws, please be like, even if you see it, you're not on the fleet, keep an eye for your dread alt. Keep an eye for, hey, everyone form right now. That is going to be like the most presenting document ever. We're sticking our asses out there. Exactly. We are showing some ankle. I've also been authorized to say that although there is no time, CCP are working to fix the Tiger Claw issue with the crashing. So I wouldn't expect that anytime soon, but at least it's being worked on. Yes. Okay. So SIGs, peacetime, CD, hate fun, etc., etc., etc. I'm going to be talking to some SIG leaders after the fireside, figure out some stuff for you guys to do. SIGs are always just a tightrope to walk because there are stuff that the Alliance wants and there's like a stuff that the SIG wants, and those don't always line up. I think that we had a spirit of the law, letter of the law type thing going on that people weren't really clear where and what we wanted to be doing. And I put that on us. And then CD had the unfortunate job of trying to clean up a mess where they understood, what we were trying to do after we told them, and then didn't, and just, it was just a bit of a clusterfuck. That's all I'm going to say. So I'll be talking to some SIG leaders, figuring out what to do with them. And I think we have some good plans going forward. We want to get you guys fights in those SIGs, and we want them to be valuable to the Alliance. And so both those things are important for us to accomplish.
Has Vanguard taken a moon yet? All right.
Wow, nice. Well done.
That makes five. That's 5 out of 5. There are now 5 squads that have successfully taken moon.
That's 100%. Eamon Retney is talking about having a Tiger Claw ready to go. Haven't done it yet. So in the fleets, we will try to get you some training. Basically, what I said last time someone asked about this is on-the-job training. And we will give you on-the-job training when we're running the Tiger Claw. We're trying to do a refresher each time we do about how to control your fighters, how to select them, how to queue move them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Some people are talking about carriers and incursions. That is a good point that you can get practice there. Let's do a beacon and frat staging. It's always a possibility. We have done some CC stuff, but I actually don't know if CC is up right now or not.
It's not the last time I checked.
Okay, cool. I wish CC was up all the time. That's where we planned Enho and did our training for it. And it allows stuff like that, but CCP has reasons. They don't want their new content spoiled is the reason I understand that they took it down. All right, so Discord. I told you guys we'd be ready, and guess what? I have to give you some disappointing news. It's ready to go. We're going to launch on the fireside. Here we go in a minute. We have a Goonswarm Discord. It will get a relay from the Jabber bot. We are not going off Jabber. I want you guys to understand this. It's very important. I am apparently going to be a doomsday prepper. I want us to not be reliant, especially on something we don't control. So we will not be getting pings off Jabber. They will be going through Jabber. We'll be forwarding the basic pings to this Discord. So like the pings that everyone gets.
The ping relay is already there, by the way.
Yep. The pings are in there and they've been running. We've been testing it for a couple weeks now. We've had directors in for a couple weeks, so we're happy with it to launch. We've got several bots running. We have the counting bot. The counting bot has been another Jabber. No, sorry, another Discord that I've run for like years now. And I think the highest we ever got was 343 before Ranger Gamma broke it. So if Goons can get higher than 343, I will be shocked. But, you know, there's always a chance. There's always a chance. We also have a Zor room, and we will be adding some more features. I don't believe we have it yet, but there will be a kick bot. If you start anything with kick, you will get timed out for 6 minutes and 54 seconds. So there is some other stuff we're adding, but basically it's going to be the cultural center of Grunswarm is going to move over to this Discord. A lot of you guys have been asking for this for a long time, and we are here to provide it to you. We're not closing down any Jabber channels. We want you to keep Jabber open, but we understand that in some cases it can't. And also, this will get you a relay. Let's talk about muting, kind of the server. I would go ahead, if you don't want updates from it, go to notification settings and go to only at mentions so that you don't get spammed by this new server. You will need to sign up on Geist first. And if you haven't done the Geist authorization, we will drop it in here in a second. You can do that as well. Anything else I need to talk about directors before we start actually going ahead there? There's the Geist link. Go ahead and make sure that you have auth in there. Go ahead and auth there now. We're not going to drop the server link in just yet.
I've got one quick unrelated thing, Asher.
Go ahead.
I was reminded Locust got finished this morning there, guys. So if you have not done your Locust taxes, make sure to do your Locust taxes.
Yeah, we've been super good. Locust taxes, you got to pay them yourself. We've been super good about having them paid voluntarily, not having to come after deadbeats and scofflaws. If you forgot, this is your chance to notice it. H1 Law says, Gooning and Goonswarm Discord going to be crazy, LOL. So yeah, we were actually discussing that because we're not a bunch of prudes, but we also don't want to make it something that you can't have up at your work. So we were trying to figure out, how do you define it? And we kept coming back to sort of the Supreme Court definition. I know it when I see it. So what we ended up saying was no not safe for work and no thirsty posting. And we hopefully that will get the message across that what we want and don't want in the server. If we see a problem, we will slap you on the wrist. Can you slap me on the ass instead? So Willow Nightblade with the actual example of what thirsty posting is probably going to be avoided over there, especially with pitchers. Go ahead and take a good example there from Willow.
Yep. We're going to sacrifice the thirsty posting in exchange for draining all of your at-work productivity. That is our desire.
All right, friends, are we ready to see if we can goon rush this? You guys ready? Boris, be ready? Everyone, be ready? I don't know if Boris is here.
He is. He linked earlier.
Yeah, let him unmute. I want to know if he's ready. He's done all the work. Boris, can you unmute and say hi? Are you going to be shy? My man's trying to scroll through and find his name right now. 905 people in the channel, by the way.
While he's doing that, I'll give people a mumble pro tip that might be useful to somebody right now. If you focus the mumble window and you hit Control F, you get a search window, and you can search for people, you can search for channel names. It is very nice.
I've unmuted Boris for him.
Boris, are you here? Everyone's waiting, Boris. Speech.
Zalatra, I'm sorry that you...
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I have no clue what my audio wants to work. Hello, people. We've added the Discord. Hi. Right. Yeah, we're ready. I can drop the link.
Yeah, drop it in. I'm ready to enter. You want me to enter?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, it's going to be really confused. This link's going to blow you. There it is. Click it. Join.
Oh, boy. Here it comes.
Will Discord be used instead of Mumble? No. Discord's awful for voice. We will be staying on Mumble for sure.
Also, if you're asking questions in the Mumble text channel, you really need to set up Jabber and join Elysium and ask those questions there.
That's a good question. Are we going to do Elysium on Discord from now on? I hadn't thought about it yet. Actually, worse for me, but yeah. All right. We're getting goon rushed. Okay, we killed it.
Nah, it's fine.
Let's see if Discord thinks we're getting raided too.
We already told it. We are.
Yeah.
Like we know what's going on and it's fine.
Unusual join activity detected. Yeah. I see people showing up. We're getting joins 3 times a second at least. More like 10 a second here, actually.
Oh, I'm looking at the log right now. It is scrolling through my screen.
Yeah.
How long does it take to take Goonswarm Federation to queue single file into a Discord server?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's going to take a moment for reels to apply. So people, please be patient because there's 500 other people joining at the same time. It's going to take a bit for roles to show up. So just wait, be patient. As long as you're registered in Guise, things will show up.
The bot is assigning roles, but it is slammed right now. I see it assigning the roles. It's assigning a role like once every 3 seconds. So at this rate, you guys are probably going to get a role in the next hour unless it catches up faster. But yes, I see them all. Hey, Boris, would it break anything if we named the post here and get banned the honeypot? Because that makes a lot more sense.
No, you can change it.
All right, we're naming that the honeypot. So there's a channel called Post Here to Get Banned, and if you post in the channel, you get banned, and you don't get unbanned. It's a honeypot to catch bots.
300 members.
All right, it's now the honeypot. Yeah, so the bot is doing about once every 3 seconds, I would say. We're getting approximately, I'd say, 20 joins between each bot assigning role. So we're gonna keep it on. We're gonna keep it on Jabber here for sure.
Yeah. So we're a little bit more background. So we're switching over to like a new bot. So there's a bunch of existing servers that use the existing bot. This is a new one. And so it won't show, the join link won't show up in Guise for you, but as long as you have your Discord linked to Guise, when you click the join link for this server, you will get roles once it catches up. It will eventually show up on that page, just not yet.
Victoria Crossdev says, on a scale of 1 to 10, how useful do you think Discord will be for the overall Alliance-based content? That's really the million-dollar question, Victoria. So for me, I like having Jabber separate because I have so many Discord servers that it's just like getting lost in the sauce. And so I was personally not super interested in an Alliance Discord, but so many people have requested it. So we will see how well it does. A lot of people like it. I'm going to keep Jabber up personally, and I'm going to get my pings there. But we're gonna test it out and see. I think having a place where we all can talk on Discord is going to be really nice, though. I think that's going to add some cohesion. I do think that as we've gotten bigger, our goals to spread our culture have been sort of subsumed a bit. And I mean, the amount of 07s I see in here just make me cry. So I have to hope that'll help us a little bit. Lorraine, it's called pubbies, not boobies. That's something entirely different. We said no, not safe for posting, Lorraine. If you guys have any questions, it doesn't have to be about Discord. Go ahead and throw them in Elysium on Jabber, not in Mumble, and I will attempt to answer your questions. Or it can be Discord related too, if you want. Do allies join the Discord too, or just goons? I think we just have goons authing, guys. Can someone answer that for me?
No, allies get the roles as well.
All right, yeah. Perfect. There you go. Do we have a Tiger's Claw fleet right to the fireside? Trying to speak it in existence, Internet Night, we do not have one right now. Do we think Black Pepper is too spicy? A little bit, yeah, too much. Is Test next? They're part of Frat. Frat is a target for us. It's our major target. They're the same size as us, so in a way they are next, but not Test in particular. Can I kick anyone who calls the Thanatos a Thanny, or do I have to report them to Black Hand first? Yeah, please report them to Black Hand. We will keep an eye on them.
I prefer you Asher, to CI, not to Black Hand.
Asher, as you're new to Discord, have you received your first cat pick yet? Have you got a Discord kitten? That's gross. Goon Discord link. We can drop it. There you go. Make sure you auth first. If we take out too many enemies, the game will be even more unbalanced. A Sephiroth clone. Is that 3? That's not normally how you would say 3. IIV. would read as three, though, right? But you would go, I. Anyway.
God damn it. I never knew. Fuck.
You okay there, Kaz?
Now yeah, I'm never going to unsee it.
It's deranged behavior, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. Like, people have asked me several times about, hey, you know, if we kill Frat, right? If I win the lotto, then I'll make plans for it, right? Like, Frat is a group that's as large as us that are nailed down in a time zone that we are not strong in. So if you guys have a if we kill Frat concern, we'll figure it out. But let's get there anywhere near there first. Let's take one system, right? Like, let's take one solve system before we start saying what happens if we kill Frat, all right? Like, I don't want to just be dismissive, but it's a giant task, and it's easy to say what would happen if we do this. You're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of systems all in Chinese time zone for most of us who are not in Chinese time zone. So not something I'm super worried about. The bot is going faster, by the way, a little faster. And you guys will have usernames forced to your Goon Swarm name. You can't be Weed Lord Boner Hitler. Frat versus Init, who dies first? Good question. I don't think either of them kill each other right now, but they seem pretty pissed off at each other. So I expect, like I said, I expect to see some stuff happen around Chinese New Year. Make sure you are linking through Geis, and if you're joining the server, you need to wait for rolls. It'll be a while for rolls. We literally killed three Keepstars in the same day against Frat. Is there any concern of Frat unbalkanizing the drone lands and uniting them as a force against Goon, says Elite Anon? Let me ask you a question, Elite Anon, and this is a genuine question. If Frat unbalkanized the drone lands and then all in attacked us, would you be upset? Like, yeah. Here's the thing, and this is important to keep in mind. Eve is not real life. In real life, peace is the best scenario, right? We all want peace in our real life. We are paying money to play this game. We want to have some fights, right? So if Frat wants to unbalkanize the drone lands and start a major offensive against the Goon Swarm Federation and the Imperium as a whole, I would love for that to happen. I don't think it's going to happen, but, you know, we're it's something we're concerned about, right? Is that's not one of them. Blade Wither says, Asher, we are saving our in real life from our aggressive tendencies by putting that energy here. So, Blade Wither, there's actually been a lot of evidence on this. You know, do people who go to, you know, those like destruction rooms and whatever, where you, or anger rooms or scream rooms, there's different names for them, but where, you know, you can let out your anger. Those rooms, like, they test them and people don't actually have less anger after them. They usually have more. So, if you're using Eve to try to lower your real-life anger, it probably isn't scientifically a proven thing. You probably should figure out another way to do that, maybe some therapy. What if Frat wanted to join us? Yeah, no, that wouldn't be a thing. We're not looking, like I want to make it clear that, like, there's no serenity goal for us. Like, we're not looking for some sort of victory where we own the whole server. That's like a... That's an anathema. That's not what we're looking for here. That's not our goal. So if Frat was like, hey, let's team up and we can run the whole server, we were just like, no, that's not a thing we're interested in. Will GSF go on a diet so we can become less fat? So this has been something we've talked a lot internally. You know, what kind of standards do we want to have now? You know, do we want to be elite PvP? You know, that's not very serious. But certainly when we were next to Horde, there was a, you know, every man can hold a gun and shoot. There's something, you know, some value into every body. Now, in the current state of the server, having a slightly warm body is less valuable than it was before. So we are looking at our standards. Now, we're in peacetime right now, so we're not going to be, like, aggressively purging people because they can't get a strap pap. Like, we understand that. But we're certainly evaluating, you know, what kind of posture we want to have towards recruiting new people and towards our current members. But I think basically it's fair to say that we've essentially shut down any kind of recruitment for corps. Anyone who wants to join us, you know, if your corp takes in a new member, that we can't tell them not to do that, right? That's not a thing we're doing. But if a corp wants to join us, we basically have said no, and that there's been a lot of those people. Atrium is frothing at the mouth. He would love to cut about 50% of you at least. So I am currently holding the leash, but it is he's pulling that line. Casimir, weekly history readings when? I think that'd be a really nice thing if he did it.
What you have to do is you corner me when I show up to a fleet and you ask for a specific year, and I'll do a 5-minute recounting of things that happened in that year.
Grand Wilhuff says we need more hard men. So, Grand Wilhuff, I think you're actually hitting something that I feel very strongly about, is that we don't want to be safe. We don't want to be safe. We want to be attacked. We want to fight. One of my major opinions for a long time was that Pandemic Horde lived too safely. So we're going to keep trying to do what we do. Now, we live in a world where the major person that we're fighting against right now is off time zone from us, and that makes it harder to do. So you have to live in the reality that you live in, but also you have to try your best to adapt to the reality that you're living as well, and not use it as an excuse. And so when I'm talking to my directors, we had some very long conversations about this today. About, you know, what do we do to provide our guys with fun stuff? And also, what's important to me is narratively important stuff. You know, I told you guys that I want to help you tell your story. And midterm fights, mid-sized fights are great. Those are my favorite fights in EVE as far as the fights themselves. But the stories that you tell usually come from the bigger stuff. So I had like a pretty long conversation with the guys today about, hey, like we need to do some bigger stuff as well as this mid-scale stuff. And give some real meat and potatoes to the guys. War on Wormhole, when? That's not going to happen. You know, just like there might be a one-off event, but we are not going into wormholes and fighting. Can we destroy all frat and low sec? Remy, you've kind of hit on what we're already doing. We've been hitting frat and low sec already, and we've destroyed quite a few things, and we're going to keep doing that. So, that's basically what's happening right now. Another BTAC-R? Yeah, I'd love to have a giant titan fight, Iris Jr. That would be something I'd like to have. You know, we were planning to have it against Horde, and you know what happened there. What's the ding sound in the background? Are you a camp girl as well as our alliance leader? No, I'm just getting notifications. That's anyone who sends me a DM, I get a notification.
You shouldn't have said that, Asher.
Yeah. If you sent me a DM the other day and I didn't reply, I apologize. I try to reply to everyone, but I get about, I'd say 50 people message me every day. And I do try to get to everyone, but sometimes something happens, it gets scrolled, or I'm just super busy that day. So apologies. I am not intentionally ignoring you. Can we have a strat fleet that has a conga line in the Keepstar? That does sound like a strategic objective. Good idea. Last time we tried to do a conga line, it took us about 3 hours to get it even moving. So, it has to be a very long tweet. We got to give 2 paps. Guys, bot is still processing. I'm seeing you guys still joining. Bot is going about once every 3 seconds still. Glizzy King 91, you just got rolled. Good job.
Just had a question come in with somebody that I'll mention real quick. So this isn't a replacement for other Discords, like SIG Discords aren't going away or anything like that. So this is just a central one for general Imperium and Goonswarm related stuff.
Durin Sunsteel asks, will it replace Jabber? Like I said, we are not getting rid of Jabber, but this is going to be the main social area for Goonswarm is going to move over to this Discord. What channel do I post in to get banned again? The Honeypot channel. We are not unbanning you. If you want to be funny, go down in a blaze of glory.
It will only be funny if we actually follow through, you see.
Yeah, it's not funny if we don't do anything. Hargoons leaving Imperium, no. Sort of like Horde leaving Pandemic, or Pan-Pam, yeah, it's not happening. What if someone misclicks Nullbrick? If it's a genuine mistake, we're not going to kill you for accidentally replying in the wrong channel.
Like, if your cat jumps on your keyboard and you see a random smattering of letters and honeypot, we will abandon you.
You can just collapse that welcome section after you're in. Like, it doesn't need to be open. So there's no temptation to misclick. We're also working on some other stuff, guys, as far as ways to get pings for you guys on Discord. There's going to be some new tech coming in. We're not ready to roll out that just yet, I don't think. But there is some stuff coming with that. Will there be continued action against the corpse listed in the document you posted on Reddit, Asher? Rigito, good question. So the major corp that was involved in that is leaving Initiative. Shines gave him the boot. I believe someone was pointing it out to me that was like, this is like their fourth or fifth or sixth corp alliance, I should say, that they've joined. Yeah, Therapy Dot. They've been in Brave, been in Initiative, they've been in other people. I think they've been in Frat and Horde as well or something like that. It was a real long list of people. So there's definitely, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus here, but imagine a fleet. Let's see. They're like a fleet of people. They're dedicated to battle, and they like hawks. Call them Battle Eagle Fleet. Battle Hawk Fleet. There we go. And Battle Hawk Fleet keeps going from alliance to alliance. And no, Aoife, I did not say that. I said Battle Hawk Fleet.
Dude, for a second I thought you were talking about me, and I was like, where the fuck is he going?
No. This is a corporation named Battle Hawk Fleet. And Battle Hawk Fleet goes from alliance to alliance, and every alliance they go to, it's always the problem of the alliance and never the corp. Meanwhile, you have corps that are in GSF and other alliances that have been in there for 10 years with no problems. There is a methinks the lady doth protest too much. And if a group is on their sixth alliance, it's probably the group's fault. I understand that every now and again something happens, but there's a reason for it. If you do not like Discord, there will be a relay between Discord or Jabber in reverse soon. Okay, that's Boris talking about it. I don't know where War Eagle Fleet are. I haven't been paying attention to them. I'm not talking about them, once again. This is Battle Hawk Fleet.
A couple people have been asking about the getting rolls in there, guys. We are watching that log. It's coming. The bot is going, guys.
Calabunga just got a roll right now. Harry722, you just got rolled. Like it's happening as we speak. It's just going slow. Any link to the Tiger Claw Doctrine? What's taking so long? The bot just has to run, Nullbrick. It's not, it just has to do it. Burstaholic, I don't know how it's doing it, but Burstaholic just got rolled. Yeah, come on down. I like that. I like the Price is Right. We'll probably farm that incursion, at least as far as I've heard, Marcel. There's the Tiger Claw fleet. Remember, by the way, guys, that you can put ships in the Tiger Claw in your cargo bay, ship hangar, whatever. You can have doctrine ships or backup ships ready to go right there. Like my one has a monitor inside of it. You can put Logi in there. All kinds of stuff going on there. Still dial up. You just got logged. Our bot is still working on dial up too. Raz 1980, you just got logged. You're rolled. The Discord is not listed on Geis at the moment. Is that a complaint or a code sign? Are you saying that?
It was a statement.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, again, if people joined after they got a link to that or whatever, it will be there eventually. We have an old Discord bot and a new Discord bot. They both connect through the same page in Geis, so you just have to connect your account there. And eventually it will show up to join from that page as we do some other migrations.
Renard Noir says, admitted, Asher, we don't have a bot. It's just Boris clicking madly behind the curtain. Yeah, Did you guys hear about that AI company that turned out they just hired like 1,000 Indian people in India to do the AI? That's basically what we're doing. Boris is the AI in the bot.
Yes, please stop joining. I'm getting carpal tunnel.
Raz, you said I don't see any channels. These channels coming later?
Please be patient. You're still sitting in what I think is the authenticate channel, which means you're in the Discord. You just got to wait for the bot to eventually give you roles, because there's a lot of people joining right now that might take a while. Just wait. People are coming in.
All right, friends. I think that's pretty much all we need to do. Keep getting to the Discord. We will have a fireside next week. I'm planning to have some stuff to announce. That should be pretty fun next week. Thank you guys for coming this week. I will see you on the new Goonswarm Discord eventually when you get roles. We will send out some pings on Jabber that will be relayed to the Discord if any problems keep showing up with people not getting roles. So we'll give you advice if it doesn't work. You are part of the stress test. Thank you guys for showing up. I will see you all next week.